From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning, everyone. You're very welcome to our program. Mark chapter 10, the verses 23 to 27, will be our Bible reading this morning, and we will take a final look at the story of the rich young man who came to Christ with the question, "What shall I do to inherit eternal life?" We'll read those verses in just a moment. In our program tonight, we will continue our study of the central doctrines of the Christian faith, and we'll be looking at the subject of heaven. I'll also be playing another extract from the testimony of Robert Bell in our program this evening. The full tape of Robert's testimony is available, of course, free to anyone who contacts us. But back to this morning. Our hymn is "What a Friend We Have in Jesus," and it will be sung for us by Jack Halcombe. But first, our Bible reading. Mark chapter 10, beginning at the verse 23. "And Jesus looked round about and saith unto his disciples, How hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God? And the disciples were astonished at his words. But Jesus answereth again and saith unto them, Children, how hard is it for them that trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of God? It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. They were astonished out of measure, saying among themselves, Who then can be saved? And Jesus, looking about them, saith, With men it is impossible, but not with God, for with God all things are possible." Here's Jack Halcombe singing for us the lovely hymn, "What a Friend We Have in Jesus."
Yeah.
Turn with me now, please, to Mark chapter 10, the story of the rich young man. From the very first time we looked at this passage of Holy Scripture, we have noted the enthusiasm the young man showed for the matter of obtaining eternal life. And yet, he went away sad, without receiving his desired possession. Why? Well, the simple answer is that he was unwilling to obey Christ and surrender his heart and soul to the Saviour and forsake all and follow him. It is stated so in the verses 21 and 22. And he was sad at that saying and went away grieved, for he had great possessions. That's the reason he had great possessions. He loved them, and not even for Christ was he prepared to put them second in his life. Let us note that here is a warning to all who have an interest in becoming a Christian, but who have not yet closed with Christ. Why have you not closed with Christ? Why have you not called upon him and asked him to save you? Why have you not cast yourself entirely upon him, embracing him by faith? Because there is something that engages your affections and stops you yielding to the Saviour. David, the king of Israel, once lamented over the death of a man called Abner with these rather strange words: "Died Abner as a fool dieth." 2 Samuel chapter 3 and the verse 33. What strange words to utter in sorrow over a friend. You would raise many an eyebrow if you stood up in a funeral service and said that of the person whose passing is being mourned. What did David mean? Well, very simply, he was referring to the fact that Abner died because he lingered in the place of danger when safety was very close to hand. You see, Abner was killed by Joab, a general in David's army, in revenge for the slaying of his younger brother, Asahel, by Abner in a former battle. Joab killed the unsuspecting Abner by calling to him in a friendly fashion just at the gate of the city of Hebron. We read again from 2 Samuel chapter 3, this time the verse 27. "And when Abner was returned to Hebron, Joab took him aside in the gate to speak with him quietly, and smote him there under the fifth rib, that he died for the blood of Asahel his brother." Hebron was a city of refuge in which the safety of a person fleeing from a revenger was guaranteed under the law of God. Abner had but to take a few steps, and he was safe within the city, beyond the reach of Joab's revenge. But he foolishly turned aside to listen to Joab in the very gate of the city. So the rich young man turned aside to listen to the treacherous voice of his love of money. And he was stopped by that love for money from becoming a possessor of eternal life through faith in Christ. Learn also that becoming a Christian is no easy matter. What, you say, it's hard to get saved? Well, it's not that God's way of salvation is difficult, but that there are many opponents and obstacles to hinder the poor sinner reaching Christ. Listen to the Saviour's words, Luke chapter 13, the verses 23 and 24. "Then said one unto him, Lord, are there few that be saved?" And he said unto them, Strive to enter in at the strait gate, or the narrow gate, for many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in, and shall not be able. Many sinners have been deceived at the very door of heaven, and have been made to turn back from Christ by some tempter's voice. That is why the Saviour calls upon men to strive, to wrestle, to enter in. Let nothing stop you. Resist the temptation to turn back. Put off obedience until a more convenient time. Resist such temptations, because a more convenient season never comes. Quickly, let's consider one final point. It is only by the power of God that any are saved at all. The Lord Jesus Christ says, when the disciples in astonishment asked, Who then can be saved? If it is as difficult to get saved as you say, Master, who then can be saved? The Saviour, we read in verse 27, looking upon them, answered, With men it is impossible, but not with God, for with God all things are possible. It's only by the power of God that sinners are saved. Sinners are fast bound by their own evil natures, without the slightest desire or ability to break free. We have the nature of the sow. It's content to lie in the mud, and loves to have it so. And we're content to lie in sin. The whole world lieth in wickedness, 1 John 5:19. As the sow is content and happy to lie in a shuck, so the sinner is happy in his sins. It takes the power of God to awaken the sinner, raise up the sinner, transform the sinner, regenerate and save the sinner. As it took the power of God to save Lazarus out of the grave, so it takes God's power to set us free from sin and the condemnation of a broken law under which we lie. We are condemned to eternal damnation and utterly unconcerned about the matter. It will take the power of God to awaken us, to change us, to save us. The thief on the cross, Saul of Tarsus, the Philippian jailer, all happily careering down the road to hell when the power of God laid hold upon them and they were saved. These are examples of impossible conversions wrought by the power of God. Unless there is a moving of God in like manner in your life, you will live happily in your sin and perish everlastingly. May God have mercy on you. Call upon Him today. God bless you. Tune in tonight to our program at 9 o'clock. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless His word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.